Welcome to Counting Sheep Podcast. Today, we present a unique tale created with the Counting Sheep app, where your stories come to life with just a few taps. Find Counting Sheep on the iPhone App Store and start your own storytelling journey. Unlock your creativity and let the storytelling begin.
Europa's Echo. Chapter 1. Genesis of Ice. Dr. Mira Kellen stood in the briefing room, flicking through the last few slides of her presentation. She regarded the gathered crew. To terraform Europa is no small task, but if we succeed, the potential benefits outweigh the risks. Her voice held the weight of authority, tempered by the thrill of discovery. Captain John Arden leaned back, arms crossed. You know the Corp isn't paying for this out of the goodness of its heart. They want results, and fast. Mira glanced at him, undaunted. We need careful scientific exploration first. We can't afford to rush. Later, on Europa's frozen surface, the drilling team set up their equipment. John watched uneasily as the massive drill descended. Are you sure it's stable enough here? Mostly, Mira replied, adjusting her visor. But mostly is the best we can do on an unknown world. The drill bit into the ice, revealing layers untouched for millennia. Dr. Elena Ruiz collected core samples, her hands trembling with excitement. Mira, take a look at this. Mira leaned in. Encased in the translucent ice were tiny dormant microbes. Life, she whispered. Actual life. Back at the orbital station, Mira and Elena meticulously examined their samples. The news spread quickly, igniting heated discussions about the mission's direction. Eric Hale, the corporate executive, appeared on the comm screen, his expression hard. Kellen, this changes everything. We need commercial exploitation plans expedited. Mira bristled. You can't just... You have your orders, Hale interjected, his tone final. As the team prepared for another drilling session, the ground trembled. The ice quake nearly destroyed their equipment. Captain, Mira shouted over the noise. We have to pull back. John nodded, urgency in his movements. The team retreated, the realization of their precarious situation sinking in. That night, under the dim lights of the base, Mira gathered her core team. We need to rethink our approach. We can't endanger this ecosystem. John sighed. And what do we tell the Corp? Chapter 2, Echoes from Below. Beneath Europa's frozen crust, Mira and Elena ventured through serpentine ice tunnels, their lights casting eerie reflections. Each step felt like a journey into another world. These structures are incredible, Elena marveled, peering at the walls. Look at this. It's not just dormant microbes. We've got complex organisms down here. Mira's breath caught. This could change everything. We need to document and preserve. The comm link crackled, and Hale's voice cut through the silent ice. Dr. Kellen, time's up. We're moving forward with extraction. Whatever you found won't change that. Eric, you can't ignore this, Mira argued. It's unprecedented. Imagine the scientific breakthrough. I don't pay you to imagine, Kellen. We've already allocated funds. Mira switched off the comm link, her face grim. We need more evidence, and quickly. Let's keep going. Their path led them to an expansive, glittering subsurface ocean, alive with bioluminescent organisms. It's beautiful, Elena whispered, reaching out a hand. Mira's heart raced, and fragile. We have to protect it. Back at the base, John stood by with uncertainty. They're not going to wait. If you keep defying orders, they'll send enforcers. What would you have me do? Mira snapped. Let them destroy this? John's silence spoke volumes. The comm link buzzed again, but this time with urgency. Drilling collapse, an operator reported. We're trapped. In the largest chamber, they encountered an expansive ecosystem, more vibrant than anything they had imagined. Mira documented every inch, her mind racing with the implications. We'll have proof soon enough. Chapter 3, Emerging Threats. Days passed, the team's excitement tempered by the impending threat from corporate forces. Mira and Elena worked tirelessly, analyzing samples and recording data. Hale burst into the lab, flanked by armed enforcers. This stops now. We're taking over. Mira squared her shoulders. You're interfering with scientific progress. These findings could redefine humanity's understanding of life. You had your chance, Hale sneered. This isn't a research mission anymore. Captain Arden stepped forward, struggling with his loyalty. Mira's right. There's more at stake here. I'm tired of your insubordination, Hale snapped, signaling his enforcers. With rapid precision, a skirmish broke out. Equipment shattered, data terminals blinked out, and scientists scattered. Elena, huddled behind a console, whispered, "We can't let them take this. What's the plan? Mira's mind raced. We need to secure the subsurface chambers. We'll hide our data there and destroy the transport system. John, bleeding from a grazed wound, nodded. Count me in. We have to make it look like an accident. Amid the chaos, Mira led a small group to secure the tunnels. They destabilized the transport system, deliberately triggering minor ice quakes. With calculated steps, she ensured their sabotage could pass as natural events. Hale's men were relentless, but Mira's team knew the terrain better. As the base's structure groaned under stress, they executed their plan. Mira refused to let corporate greed destroy what they'd found. Breathless and exhausted, they regrouped in the largest chamber, the bioluminescent glow a stark contrast to the violence above. Mira looked to John. It's not perfect, but it'll buy us time. Chapter 4. The Echo's Legacy. In the muted glow of the subsurface ocean, Mira's heart pounded as she studied the creatures. One, larger and more complex, approached her, its luminescence casting intricate patterns. There was intelligence in the way it moved, a deliberate curiosity. It's reacting to us, Elena said softly, taking a step back. What if it's trying to communicate? Mira reached out, her fingers inches from the creature. Images flooded her mind, memories, sensations, echoes of another existence. She staggered back, gasping. I saw past human memories, or are they theirs? John joined them, wary but fascinated. What do you mean? Are they sentient? Mira nodded, piecing together fragments. They've been influencing us for longer than we realized, participating in our thoughts, maybe guiding us here. Suddenly, the structure rocked, an aftershock of their sabotage. Hale's voice carried through the comlink. Kellen, get back here. We're leaving now. Mira sighed, knowing this was their last chance. Captain Arden, grim-faced, defended their position, holding off Hale's enforcers. We can't stay here forever, John said, urgency in his tone. What's the plan? Mira turned to the creature one last time. We don't have a choice. We need to protect them and our data. Elena nodded. Destroy the tunnels completely. Make it impossible for them to return. They retreated to their escape shuttle. Each step was heavy with sacrifice. The tunnels behind them, their lifeline, collapsed into ruin. In the final moments before departure, Mira looked back. The creature's luminescence faded into the darkness, leaving an irreplaceable void. But she knew they had done what they must. The shuttle's engines roared to life. Hale's voice filled the comlink one last time, laced with defeat. You did this, Kellen. You understand that, right? Mira closed her eyes, a tear slipping down her cheek. I did what was right. As Europa's surface receded, the memories she'd shared with the creatures lingered. The realization settled in. They had protected not just a new life form, but perhaps even a shared history, an echo of humanity's own past. In the silence that followed, she whispered to herself, "We're more connected than we ever believed." The end.
As we wrap up this episode, we hope you enjoyed the captivating story brought to you by the Counting Sheep app. The power to create your own narratives is now at your fingertips, and you can explore endless possibilities with Counting Sheep, available on the iPhone App Store. Whether you're a seasoned storyteller or just starting your creative journey, this app offers a unique and engaging experience. Thank you for joining us, and don't forget to check out Counting Sheep to unleash your imagination. Until next time, happy storytelling.